Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
What's up, friendos? Welcome into the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. I am here. Bogman has been rattling off great episodes. If you guys didn't check it out before, we had projections with Derek Carty. Today is not a mock draft because it's a two-part series of big boy episodes. Projections meets ranks analysis. It's a yearly tradition that Bogman and I do where we take some of your favorite sites that you draft on, and we try to see if we can find out where some of the anomalies are, where sometimes there are trends with certain sites where you can get values on certain players. Who are they misvaluing? All of the stuff in between. We are giving you insights and your favorite draft sites for ranks analysis, and that is what we've got going on today. That is Scott Bogman. I am Chris Welsh. Thank you guys for hanging out and having so much fun, just like I know you have so much fun doing this sheet every year. It's the most fun you have.
I'll tell you what, and you know, it has gotten a little harder because we added a sleeper in on top of ESPN's craziness, Yahoo's craziness. Fantrax, we're not even really going to talk about Fantrax. I have them on the sheet. So if you're looking at the sheet, they're on there. There wasn't enough to really garner stuff. And I'm finding recently this year is really the first kicker of, the rankings are getting pretty good on these websites. They're becoming more standard. So there are gaps. There are logical flaws. You'll see them all over the place, but it's not like it was back in the day. And even buried players are not buried. ESPN, to their credit, changed their whole system because it used to be like you get down to 200 and then Dante Culpepper and Randy Moss and like all of these retired players were still in their system, not being filtered for. So all your like deep, deep sleepers, you had to type in their name. You just couldn't scroll enough to find them. They fixed that. All of the retired players are way at the very bottom of the 3000s or whatever now. And, you know, they don't have as many buried players either. Their rankings are a little bit more screwy than the other places, but it's becoming a little more standardized. You're seeing more of the same in a lot of these rooms, which, you know, doesn't give you as much of an advantage as it did before, but we still were able to find.
Yeah, I mean, here. And the advantages are going to really just be about being prepared. I think, you know, football is the moneymaker. I work for a company that football is king. Football pays the bills. And a lot of companies have had, obviously football is the number one top dog. But I do think there's been a complacency for lots of places, even though like football would always be like, you know, baseball or basketball, like getting up on the sites and stuff like that. I think there would be this really big concerted effort to like, all right, get the product up and then just kind of go. I think there are a lot, because there is so much competition in the market. There are so many sites that are vying for you to play with them or for you to subscribe to them or new places that are vying for you to put your money in for best balls and stuff like that. I think over the last 2 years, the effort to make sure that not only is the product out, but the product is right and having like you know, we got to make sure the players are on board. We're getting data. I just think there's been a bigger effort across the board to make sure that the football product is top notch as possible, because I would say Sleeper, to their credit, has put a massive, massive thumb down on ESPN and Yahoo to be like, you need to get it right. Because guess what? Sleeper's been open. You could play around with Sleeper forever. And if ESPN and Yahoo don't have it right, everybody else has kind of heard about Sleeper. So I think Sleeper has put the pressure on. And I think places like Fantasy Pros and, you know, Pro Football Focus, it's a site.
My MFL. PFF. Yeah.
PFF. Yeah. 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 Places like with data, fantasy points data, PFF, they're making data easier for more people to do it. And then you've got all the sites out there that are putting out ranks and analysis in April and May. You can't afford to be too far behind. And that's actually, I think, what you and I always tripped out about. And especially, I think, over the last 3 years, where it was like, how are you putting blah, blah, blah player? How is this rank so bad compared to the market? Is there nobody in quality control working on this stuff? And I think the quality control has changed, because it's like, you're going to be left in the dust. Like, ESPN doesn't get, I mean, obviously they probably, their subscriber numbers look probably insane, but it's just like, they're not going to get the benefit of that. Just like Fantasy Pros, you know, our place, Spogs, like, you can't just sit by. Like, you got to put out the content that people want. You got to meet up the expectations, because if you don't, they're going to go to other places. So, I mean, fantasy football is big business, and rightfully so. This is how it should have always been. So, unfortunately, maybe the show isn't going to be as powerful as it has in the past, where we're like, hey, look at these dumb idiots and all these things you can take advantage of. But like you said, there still are some trends.
Yeah, and we definitely don't have the same deal as baseball, because ESPN was like, we're going to rank for points leagues. And if you're going into points leagues, here are our rankings. And if you're going into a roto league, here are points leagues rankings. Right.
So ESPN used to do that with standard, though. That was, remember when they were like the only site that was still ranking based on standard scoring?
Yeah, and it still kind of might be that way when we look at ESPN. ESPN is definitely still the leader in the clubhouse of wackiness among these systems. But the first thing I did was we're not going to get as much in the actual systems. We will go over those when we do get there, and there are some trends. So one of the things that I did here is, we're going to talk a lot about ECR at the jump too, because I had to put something in here for some time in this show. So we're going to talk a little ECR versus ranks too. So there's a little difference there, but things are becoming more standardized. And I looked in a 12-team, one QB redraft league PPR. That is what I looked at. Those are the ECR that I pulled from as well. So we're looking at a regular 12-man PPR league is what all of these are for. I'll tell you right now, I didn't see a lot of ranks changing in ESPN when I switched formats. I did see them switch in Sleeper a little bit, not a ton. And in Yahoo, they do their X rank still. So they definitely change. So there's a little bouncing around when you change it. I don't know if ESPN, I didn't look at every single format, so I don't know if you get a lot of changing from ESPN, but from what we've seen in the past, they typically don't change. They do one ranking and leave it.
So. Hey, I'll tell you what. I actually would. I think this is a good thing. I hope and would want all of the sites' ranks, and specifically the ranks in the draft rooms, I want them to be similar, because I don't want to care what those are. The best place that you can be in for your fantasy football prep is knowing your targets and knowing what your draft plan is going to be. A great element to that is if all the sites were in more unison, it would be easier to navigate, because in the past, sites have made that process very difficult. And it's not, you know, we don't do this show to be like, hey, man, check out these guys' ranks. At the end of the day, you really shouldn't care about the ranks. I get an enjoyment of specifically actually this ECR element. The expert consensus ranks is every industry person using Fantasy Pros and what that consensus rank becomes for the player. I enjoy seeing what the consensus ranks is versus what you're going to get on a site. I think there's a benefit to that, especially if you care. But at the end of the day, they shouldn't drive. As people will tell you, don't let ADP drive you. Yeah, it shouldn't. But
that's why, like, let's get all of these sites. I would love all of them have the same stupid rank. That would be fantastic. Then we can go through our draft plan without a whole lot of craziness. And that's why I think this is actually not a bad thing to have, because then we don't have to be like, oh, hey, by the way, quarterbacks are wildly ranked on ESPN and you will not get values. And by the way, you'll get no values on running backs in Yahoo. You get them closer, then you can go through your draft plan. And hopefully we can help you with some of that draft plan. One way to do it, inthisleague.com on the Patreon, where this month, not only does Bogman have the updates for PPR, Superflex, Dynasty, and IDP, right? Insane human being. All of that at your disposal. I will also be releasing my ranks because, spoiler alert, next week is
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Where Bogman and I do shows based on our ranks. Overall, positional stuff, it's dedicated to it. You want access to that? InThisLeague.com. We'd love to have you. You can check out the ranks. You want to go a step further above the rank level, which is our lieutenant in the ITL Army. We salute you, friends. You can get in the GroupMe rooms. People are starting up leagues. It's our community, so you want to be a part of that. You get access to us and any of the things that we do. We've mentioned like the guillotine leagues we're going to do. We fill from there. Like our world exists in there. So you can be a part of that. And you can know that you're supporting us, which we deeply appreciate. So go to InThisLeague.com, InThisLeague.com. So let's jump into this. The first portion is going to be Bogman and I taking some time and chatting about the ECR versus ranks. And these are where ECR differs from, I don't want to call it consensus across the, because literally this is individual ranks. These aren't site ranks. Where sites might kind of be normalized to a player. Like here's the example of just number one. And then I want you to go deep into this, but like Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's ranked 8 on Yahoo, 5 on Sleeper. We have Fantrax we can do for this ECR conversation, 6 on Fantrax and 7 on ESPN. That's not a consensus, but like between 5 and 8. Okay. ECR rank, the expert consensus ranks, all of the rankers combined, he's 4. So that's a big marker for you to understand. So the rank versus where they are placed in the sites, there's kind of a difference. That one's a little bit tougher because there's not as much of a margin, but I wanted people
it's really
to
the only
have
first
the,
rounder too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is where ECR differs and this can go up or down. So this, it might be a player. So like, here's the next one. There's two, and let you speak on actually quarterbacks ranks. are pretty funny here. And I actually purposely went out of my way to make sure. I think people struggle with this one thing when ranking. It is ranking value to ranking how you draft. And I have, yes, you want to rank to the value of a player, but I try to rank as much as possible in how I would draft. And I'm saying this is because four of the top six on this ECR, there are four quarterbacks inside the top 30, according to ECR. There should not be four quarterbacks, unless it's a super flex league, that go inside the top 30 in your own league. And the one of the most common piece of advice you're going to get, it's almost lame at this point, but because everyone has said it, is everyone is fading the top quarterbacks. Nobody wants to spend a second round pick, which Josh Allen costs. He has an 18 ECR. Jalen Hurts has a 23. Nobody wants a second round quarterback. So people are commonly on their fade articles putting quarterbacks because their ECR is so high. It's not necessarily on the sites. Josh Allen, 18 ECR, 27 on Yahoo, 22 on Sleeper, 21 on Fantrax, 35 on ESPN. Jalen Hurts, 23 ECR, 37 on Yahoo, 34 on Sleeper, 29 on Fantrax, 42 on ESPN. And then Lamar and Patrick Mahomes are 29 and 30. Guess what? Yahoo, 41 and 40. Sleeper, 39, 37. They're literally together, 34, 33 on Fantrax and 49, 44 on ESPN. So you see the sites dictate more of a drafting habit, where I think that is a crutch of ECR sometimes. People are like, well, all these quarterbacks will kind of sit in the same range and they're cool. And it's like, yeah, but if you just took Josh Allen, you're not going to then take Jalen Hurts. You're not going to take Lamar Jackson in the next round. Like, you can't fully do that. But I think that happens a little too often than not. So that's like the first ECR thing that really jumps out, Boggs.
Yeah, and we can just knock out a big chunk of this list in one statement too. It's that quarterbacks are in ECR are listed way too high in non-superflex leagues, because this is a list of 26 players and 10 of them are QBs. And I don't, when I'm doing this, I'm doing it mindlessly. I'm not looking at the names and picking the specific names out for us to talk. I'm looking at ECR versus where they are in the sites. That's all I'm doing. I'm not looking at names. I'm not looking at position. I have a big list of players, and I'm just mindlessly going through it as I scroll up. So I'm not getting the information as I do it. So when I pause and I look back and I check it out, I went, holy crap. Almost half this list is QBs. This is ridiculous. So QBs are overranked on your sheet that you bring to the table. So just know that. Like, listen, if you want to take Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts, those are the top two QB, whoever your QB one is, you're probably going to need to do it in the third round. But if you listen to ECR, it's at the beginning of the third round. And if you listen to the ranks, it's at the end of the third round.
If you're listening to ECR, it's in the second round you're taking Jalen and Josh Allen, not the third. The ECR is telling you second, and everybody disagrees.
You don't ever have to do that, though. Yeah, you don't ever have to do that. So that's just
but your
crazy.
Point is actual drafting.
Yeah,
yeah, you're gonna draft every single quarterback you see. Like, those guys are going in that area. But that's also why it's popular that people want a little bit of a later quarterback. I mean, I was just reading Pat Fitzmaurice's kind of quarterback primer that's on their draft kit over on Fantasy Pros. And he espouses this exact thing. Like, hey, listen, I'm not taking a second round quarterback. I like this group of quarterbacks, but where you can go into the sixth round and get Joe Burrow instead of going in the third round and taking Lamar Jackson, like, the amount of great players I built my roster around before I get my quarterback is more important than getting Lamar Jackson at that point. So they're just overranked from rankers. ESPN, there's definitely a quarterback value. ESPN represents the lowest rank on, I think, every single quarterback on this list. Yeah, I think I'm looking. That's correct. Every single quarterback on this list that we're talking about, and it's almost fair to say every single freaking quarterback, is ranked lower on ESPN than any other site. So you have the potential to get value in quarterback on ESPN.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Bruh, just wait till we get to QB on ESPN. It is absurd.
You know what's interesting about that? There's always this, you and I have always battled or wondered about this. And this was Fantrax. Our argument was like, how much was Dynasty affecting Fantrax, like ADPs? And we never really had the answer. I wonder if also, I tend to think Sleeper is the home of Superflex. And I wonder what the discrepancy between Superflex leagues and Sleeper versus ESPN, and if it is representative.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
I'll tell you this, the way that Fantrax and Sleeper are both set up when you get into the room is that they go off of ADP. So when you walk into your Fantrax room, because I looked at their mock drafts, and same thing with Sleeper, I did mock drafts. You look at the actual physical room, not the rankings. You can't go to the players because sometimes it's different. You have to look at the physical room. So that's how I pulled all of these numbers, was I went into the room that you actually draft from, and Sleeper and Fantrax do it the exact same way. So, and we'll get to a big one in Sleeper when we get to them, but they are all ADP. So ADP really sets them apart from the other two places, which are based on projections. ESPN has their projections. Yahoo does their X rank, which will adjust to your league specifically, which is nice, but it is, you know, the rankings can make it screwy. You're letting projections rule for ESPN and Yahoo, while people drafting physically rule for Sleeper and Fantrax. So it is a different mix between these sites for sure.
And this is important to know for people to know. I mean, for it's not 100%, but it's like, guess what? Sleeper, probably more Superflex leagues, quarterbacks are on the higher end here. They're in a little bit of the higher end, and you know, to the same thing. Fantrax should get a little bit of credit because, you know, the flexibility of what you can do with them. There's a lot of dynasty quarterbacks can go higher in dynasty. Probably with that dynasty, there are a lot more super flexes. I wouldn't be surprised from a percentage standpoint if ESPN, I think Fantrax and Sleeper probably more super flex leagues than ESPN, even though, and I'm not saying total leagues because ESPN probably, I don't have the number, but I wouldn't be surprised if ESPN had more fantasy football leagues on their site than all three of these combined total. But from a percentage standpoint, probably a lot more predominant in that range. So let's talk about some others. We kind of got the quarterbacks out of the way, so we're done with them. Here's this is actually a funny one because I brought this one up in our debate that we have, the top 36 ranks debate on Fantasy Pros, a great video where I moderate Bogman and Joe Pizzapia, which is not an easy task. I really should have been given like a gift card or something for that. But one of the things that got brought up, and I kind of pushed this, was Jalen Waddle, that I felt Jalen Waddle might be a player that was being kind of undervalued in some capacity. But check this out. ECR, he is the highest versus any site. He ranks 24th in ECR ranks, 31 on Yahoo, 35 on Sleeper, 30 on Fantrax, and 39 on ESPN. Almost a round higher. It's a half a round in versus ESPN. It's about a round versus where he's going in sites. He's essentially a second round player for ranks and a third round player for drafting. So, and he's the highest of the rated players that has this kind of ECR rank versus web's drafting site differential.
So with Waddle, I don't know, because I came in low on Waddle, like you just said. And I think for this, you know, I think what we're seeing is a guy who's definitely a number two. I think that gets overinflated. You know, I've mentioned it with T. Higgins in the past as well, where T. Higgins, Jalen Waddle, kind of in a same scenario, right? These would be number ones on many teams, but you have a Hall of Fame level player playing next to you. So I think perception for Waddle gets pushed down a little bit more from the public to the rankers, because we all know he's incredibly talented, but 72 catches last year. We're doing PPR. Four touchdowns. Touchdown upside isn't necessarily there. So I think rankers give Waddle a little bit more than he should. And I think we might take off a little bit, the drafting public, a little bit too much from his situation. I actually have him lower than everybody. I have him at 40 in mind, so I'm lower than everyone across the board here, because I put him with solid number twos. I don't push him towards a wide receiver one.
It's interesting too, this is more of a rank conversation for when we do our ranks, but how I feel about, I've talked about this on my and baseball prospect side, so football people aren't going to give a crap, but I was saying how like my prospect ranks from like 15 to almost 50, it is like, I don't know if anybody deserves to be in this range, and there's so much variance, and it's like, I just don't think anyone separates themselves. I kind of feel like that about the second to third round wide receivers. Like, does Brandon Ayuk and Chris Olave, do they really deserve to be in this primary spot? I'm not sold that those are all the guys that like, when you look at, when you end up looking at like the top end, and this might be me making a case for those top end guys, when it's like Lamb to Hill down to like.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Brown and Nacua and Garrett Wilson, technically like your top two tiers, you get into that tier three and it's Olave, Ayuk, Pittman, Mike Evans, Davante Adams, Nico, maybe not DJ Moore, but like Nico. Is it really a separator where like Olave is that much better than Nico Collins, or we should trust Ayuk that much better even than moving down than Drake London or Malik Nabers? I really don't feel that way. So it's kind of funny because Waddle does belong in that same conversation. And really what I'm alluding to here is I might be getting into a spot where it's like, give me a running back in the second round and then let me have a wide receiver in the third round. And I'll take what's left if everybody else is going to overvalue and overprioritize some of those guys that I just don't think, where, you know, Garrett Wilson and AJ Brown establish like they should be first rounders. I just don't know that Olave and them are in the same hemisphere or tier that they deserve. Even Ayuk. And weird. I agree with Ayuk in that too.
Weird. You're pushing running backs up and pushing wide receivers down. That's a novel concept. I don't know who does that.
Well, but I'm also making the case that like, taking AJ that Brown tier, or Garrett Wilson in the first round is more valuable. Like if I had like the 10th pick and I can go and get Garrett Wilson and then let's just hypothetically say like Jahmyr Gibbs, or I have the 12th pick and I can get Garrett Wilson and Jahmyr Gibbs. I like that. I really like where I'm at because I'm getting a top ish tier running back, a top ish tier wide receiver, and then play the third round. You know, if I take, and I also like getting a top end wide receiver. The only problem to my logic here is unless I can get like Derrick Henry in the second round, I'm not sure I put Kyren Williams and Travis Etienne in there. But if you gave me like, can I have, I gotta look at your ranks here as I'm going to do this thing. If I can have, I keep saying Garrett Wilson, if I can have AJ Brown and Derrick Henry, or I can go and take Jahmyr Gibbs and then Chris Olave, I'm going to take the wide receiver running back one.
Yeah, wide receiver is definitely, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, it's still a double-edged sword because there's so much value specifically in that middle, that early middle. There's so much value there that you want to push running backs up and push wide receivers down, but because it's an arms race specifically, I mean, it doesn't really matter whether you start three wide receivers and you have a flex or it's two wide receivers and a flex. That flex is almost always going to be a wide receiver because they're just more plentiful, right? So you have to keep up with the arms race, but there's a nice big group in the middle to pick from, but if you blink, it's gone. So you do have to keep pace. And that's the thing that I keep coming back to. Yes, traditionally, I'm more of a running back guy. I want the guys with the guaranteed touches, but there are more wide receivers on that list as the league passes to move to more pass heavy offenses every single year. And you have to keep pace with everybody else who's taking the wide receivers. So it's just, you can't bump up running backs too much anymore. Speaking of which, the next group of players we're going to talk about here is a bunch of running backs.
And their ECRs are higher than the websites. So that may, or lower would be a better way to put it. All those sites have these running backs ranked higher on their sites, yet rankers have them lower. Guess what? Everybody hates running backs now, except for Bogman and I. Everybody else is anti-running back. Everybody wants to push them down. This is the agenda of big fantasy football, that they're pushing running backs down and they're ranking them as such. But
remember, Best Buy and Lizard Peel.
But there's an element of disservice, I think, in some degrees to this, that the majority of rankers push running backs down. And maybe the service will be like, oh, yeah, now you're just going to, everybody takes all these wide receivers and blah, blah, blah. But there's going to be people that are going to get some of these running backs. So all the conjecture aside, Kyren Williams ranked 31. He is 17, 16, 17, and 15. I will be talking Yahoo, Sleeper, Fantrax, ESPN. That's the order. Derrick Henry, ECR 40, 15, 27, 27, 19. Josh Jacobs, 46, 24, 26, 31, 37. In some areas, there's a 2-round difference between where the sites are putting these running backs and where rankers are putting these running backs. Rankers hate running backs now. And it's also why you don't hold to one certain ranker. You don't hold to ADP, and you go with your draft structure when you're going through this. And I'm not saying you have to draft. I'm not really into Kyren Williams. I am specifically into Derrick Henry, as are you, as is Joe Pisapia. But it's like, I think this will be a kind of a common thing that you're going to see is like, I think the sites, I know it's not dictated here, but like, I think for the most part, you're going to see sites higher than what rankers have. And I think this is kind of turning into a funny, it's not ranks analysis of what you need to take advantage of on sites. It's ranks analysis if you are going to pay attention to what the ECR, Fantasy Pros ECR, has for consensus ranks, if that's something you pay attention to, or just general rankers. Some sites will like post their people. I know like CBS and baseball will be like, you know, here's Frank and Scott and blah, blah, blah. You know, like they'll have that type of stuff. When you're looking at individual rankers, it's probably fair to say 2 out of 3 rankers, or, you know, 4 out of 6 or something like that, don't like running backs and are going to push running backs down versus what is probably happening on drafted sites and where websites are going to rank them.
Yeah. And it's for these guys specifically, there is something with each of them, right? Like Kyren was injured last season and we're bringing in Blake Corum. Derrick Henry's going to a new team. Josh Jacobs is going to a new team.
I know. I said that, and like 2 of the 3 of them I'm not like super into, by the way.
Yeah. These three specifically have a little weirdness behind them. But for me, it's like, you know, I was going over numbers with Erickson, and I was looking at running backs facing stack boxes, right? And Kyren had a lot of success because he was the running back that faced the lowest number of stack boxes in the NFL. It was like 4.8%. I think the next lowest was somewhere close to 10. It's like 9.7. something like that. It's on Next Gen Stats. You can look it up. But you look at that and you go, well, Kyren was facing no stack boxes last year. He's definitely going to take a step back. But why? Are defenses going to completely change their outlook at the Rams? No. It's still Stafford there. It's still Puka. And now you have a healthy Cooper Kupp back. Defenses are going to attack the Rams the same way. So I was a little surprised to see him so low among ECR. Same thing with Derrick Henry. I know he doesn't catch passes. We're looking for PPR here. But so there's so much touchdown upside for a dude like Derrick Henry. Yeah. And going to a run-heavy offense, obviously that's what they were doing in Tennessee. But they were running behind a broken offensive line with no passing capability. Now you put him in a backfield with Lamar Jackson. I'm unbelievably excited about what Derrick Henry can do. And you heard Joe and I both. That was one of the times where we actually did get along and he ranked the running back high, was we were talking about Derrick Henry. So I think for Jacobs is a little like I have some heat coming off me from Jacobs because I do really like Josh Jacobs. I think he's skilled. But our boy Pat Fitzmaurice keeps reminding me, Matt LaFleur doesn't run one guy. A.J. Dillon got a bunch of carries last year. So it's not going to be a heavy workload. Josh Jacobs has 300 touches type of a deal. So I have lowered him a little bit. Maybe he makes sense. But Kyren, I'm not super threatened by Corum. His efficiency is still good. I don't think a lot's going to change. And Derrick Henry has more upside this year playing on a good offense. So I was kind of surprised that at least those two were pushed so low. Maybe Jacobs makes a little more sense, but I think this is too low even for Jacobs as well.
Some other ones that are out there. Christian Kirk ranked 50th. He's in the 60s and 70s pretty much. Fantrax does have him about the value. ECR, it's quite a bit higher, about a full round. A couple tight ends, Mark Andrews and Dalton Kincaid. Both, there's a little bit of wackiness, I guess, to this because the sites outside of Yahoo are much higher on Mark Andrews at 59. They're in the 40s. Yahoo's at 60.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Dalton Kincaid is kind of all over the place. It's kind of the average, by the way. 66, he has a high of 74, a low of 49 on Sleeper, maybe more tight end premium.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face?
Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league...
George Kittle, there's actually some multiple tight end ones, kind of the same thing, except he's lower, 89 on ECR, people ranking him lower because Joe Pisapia hates him for some reason, but he's ranked higher on those websites. Anything on the tight ends? And also, I should add in Jackson Smith and Jigba, 82. He is ranked 108 on Yahoo and in the 90s on the other side. So I gave you two wide receivers and a handful of tight ends.
Yeah, the tight ends don't make any sense to me. They're all options to be the number one target seer on their team, right? George Kittle was the only guy, only tight end in the NFL with 1,000 yards last year, and he missed some time.
What is it that doesn't make sense to you? You mean the guys are ranking them low?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Kincaid has a chance to be the number one in Buffalo. So I think you see the same thing with the wide receivers, but the wide receivers have actual competition, right? Christian Kirk now has Brian Thomas. We know Evan Ingram had the most receptions for a tight end last season. So there's a little strangeness there. JSN obviously still has Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf to deal with. Plus, Geno Smith regressed last year. Do we see another step backwards from him? Are they going to run the ball more? We don't really know what that offense is going to look like. So I can kind of explain away Christian Kirk and JSN here. These premium tight ends being ranked a little low was just a touch surprising.
I think it's something similar to quarterbacks where this is like, I think it's like, okay, the premium guys are getting the big boost, but you're not going to rank every single tight end well above. And I think that's where rankers are. There's only so many tight ends they want to put up. And I think you can argue it, but like Kincaid, Kittle, Andrews, they're quite a tier differential between like the top end tight ends. So there's only so much movement you're going to put these guys up. I don't know. I think it's like, I'm not sure. I'm not drafting Mark Andrews in the top 50. I'm not going to probably draft Dalton Kincaid in the top 50. So
I have most of my ranks are close to this ECR, right? So for tight ends, but I also am the guy that says, just don't take tight ends unless you're getting one of those top three. So maybe everyone is kind of.
Yeah, you haven't taken a tight end in a single damn mock we've done.
No. Well, mine have been screwy because I keep being on the end. The one time I wasn't on the end was tight end premium, so I had to take one. But the next one, I'm going to stick myself firmly in the middle. It's going to be a regular PPR league, and I'm just going to go ahead and take my tight end sooner because I would rather wait on the QB. So I don't know. It makes sense and it doesn't. It's just. I was surprised that these guys were so low on everybody's list.
Some other oddities out there. Roman Dunze is quite a bit lower on the ECR versus the sites. Every site's got him top 100. Sleeper's got him at 64. He's 109 on ECR. Keon Coleman, 129 on ECR, 100 on Sleeper, but 148 on Yahoo, 99 on ESPN. So there's a big differential. Rookie running backs, Trey Benson and Blake Corum, 136, 144. Benson's as high as 90 on Yahoo and as low as 115 on Fantrax. That's like two plus rounds on Benson's ECR rank. And Blake Corum, kind of the same thing, 144 ECR, as high as 102 on ESPN, 129 on Fantrax. Those are the ECR standouts versus what the websites are putting out there. You know, what at the end of the day does it tell you? We obviously know ESPN, there's a big differential on paying less for quarterbacks. They're ranked higher. ECR is going to push up quarterbacks, doesn't give the priority to the next tier of high-end tight ends, and you know, a few running backs that are quite a bit lower than websites. So take that for what it is for the rankers, but let's talk about the sites. So let's take a break. When we come back, we're now going to dig into the sites. Bogman has put together a great list of what sites might have guys cheap, where they're expensive, and if they're buried. We are going to do Yahoo, ESPN, and Sleeper. We're going to do it right after this.
Chris Welsh.
Said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman.
Former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
Let's kick this ranks analysis off, real ranks analysis off, with Yahoo, as we usually do. The Yahoo. Let's start with Yahoo cheap. These players you're going to get on Yahoo cheaper than what else is out in the market for the most part. There's like, there might, specific one, there's a wide receiver on here. Sleeper has the same like rank of it, but these are guys that is kind of identified as the cheap for Yahoo. And there are a ton of wide receivers. In fact, there's only wide receivers and tight ends. So I'm going to go through the wide receivers and then we can pick out a couple to talk about. Amon-Ra St. Brown, as we mentioned earlier, he is cheaper on Yahoo than any other. He's the lowest rank 8. When I say low, I mean back where Sleeper is at 5. Michael Pittman, 36. Sleeper also has him at 36, but he is 18 on ESPN. That's almost a fourth round in a 12 team. Malik Nabers, I love this because I want all the Malik Nabers this year. He is 56 on Yahoo compared to 38, 47, and 47. Rashee Rice, 86 on Yahoo, 70, 67 on the others. I don't know who's drafting him that high with the concerns. Jackson Smith and Jigba, best deal on Yahoo, 108. It's a full round or more than the other sites. Sleeper, 97. Fantrax, 90. ESPN, 91. Two other receivers. We just talked about Keon Coleman, 148. Absolute lowest by rounds. He's going to be lower down the list. And DeMario Douglas is not even ranked on Yahoo. And he is like in the 180, 170, actually 127 on ESPN. So there's a lot of receivers in there. I don't want to touch on every single one of them. But if you want to pick a couple out that jump out to you, and why is Malik Nabers the first one?
Yeah, well, because it's a ridiculous deal. I mean, whatever. Say whatever you want about Malik Nabers. He could lead the league in targets this season. Like, he is that type of a alpha wide receiver.
But, Boggs, there's video today in camp of Daniel Jones overthrowing a running back.
Then he sucks. Never mind. You know what? Then he sucks. His first day back at camp coming off a major knee injury. Not allowed any overthrows.
I just wanted you to know he overthrew a running back and it got shared on video Twitter.
Now, look, I'm not going to fault anyone for getting excited about football and wanting to post clips of things happening in camp and everything. And I love them. I love seeing Xavier Worthy go deep and catch a pass and everything. But I could not care less about misfires in training camp.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull? Hey.
Unless they lead to an injury. Like Najee Harris a couple years ago with the Liz Franck on first day. Like, that is the stuff that I care about, is who is getting hurt. I don't care about missed throws. I don't care about Joe Burrow changing his hair because some Ravens fan trolled him, apparently, was the story now. So
it looked like Cody Rhodes. I know everybody, like Cody Rhodes retweeted it. The minute I saw him, I'm like, what am I looking at? This is Cody Rhodes. I'm like, oh, this is Joe Burrow. He looked exactly like Cody Rhodes.
Did you see
the
thing I sent you last night?
No.
So apparently, and I don't know if this is true at all, this is something going around on Instagram.
Definitely not.
Probably not. But they said the reason he changed his hair is because some Ravens fan trolled him into believing he was a kid with cancer and asked Joe to shave his head in solidarity with him.
No chance that's real.
Dude, NFL fans can be vile. Some of them are specifically vile.
It's not Brandon Ayuk. He's not getting traded confident, but I do not believe that unless I see a reputable person or
I mean, John. I don't Hammond put notes it. On my reels I send out, and I put a note on this one, and the note said, this can't be real, can it?
Do you remember, by the way, I didn't have the shaved head, but do you remember when I was bleach blonde in high school?
Not really.
Oh man, I had
dude, you look like the tall version of Jonah Hill with your braces and your bleached hair. So remember from 21 Jump Street or whatever, when he was the flashback scene with Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum.
That was after though, because I had this weird thing where like there's this picture out there. I got that awkward skinny because I've never been a skinny person. I'm not skinny, but like in freshman year, I grew from like, I tell my son this all the time when he's like, oh no, going to be tall. I was like, dude, I went from like 5'6" to 6'2" in the summer before high school. But in that, I got this like weird,
on that one.
Yeah, I got this weird, like I was like 200 pounds, 6'2", not built, but like my facial structure was weird. So I had like a weird skinny kind of look. And then I did later, I got fatter. So don't worry. That's the Jonah Hill side, but I bleach blonde my hair. And I remember hanging out with a very bad crew of people. And one of the guys' names was Primo. And Primo was like, man, he's like, that's David Flair. He's like, woo. He's like, "Dave," and he would always call me David Flair because I had the bleach blonde hair. It's a wrestling thing for everybody. Great that nobody has those pictures out there. I think I have one and it ain't coming out anytime
soon. How much to buy it?
The most, it's NFT. It's gonna be
who wants to go to Great Wolf again? I'm gonna ask your kids if they want to go again. Who wants to go? Uncle Bogdan's gonna buy a picture of your dad.
It's a rough picture that I've seen. It's me and old friend Sean who passed away.
More on pictures for you than I do on OnlyFans.
And I had the bleach tipped hair. So sorry, we'll keep going on here. But
yeah, let's talk about
Neighbors. You were at Neighbors.
Yeah, Neighbors. I mean, the lower I can get him, the better. So I'm all about this one. I love it. I don't really understand it. I know there's trepidation for rookies and the bad quarterback situation with Daniel Jones. I understand ad nauseum. You all know we're huge on Neighbors. Erickson and I talked about Neighbors versus Marvin Harrison. If you're drafting one, Marvin Harrison is getting pushed up into the first round and Malik is between the third and fourth in most formats. So, you know, I'm all about Malik specifically for PPR. So weird to see him this low on Yahoo. So I'm into him. You know, the Rashee Rice stuff may not get settled anytime soon. So there's a potential for him to play most of this season or all this season and then get suspended next season at this point, because now we know the NFL does their own investigations on top. If I was betting, I would say I think his suspension gets announced right at the end of the preseason. And they're missing him for 6 to 8 weeks, whatever it is, probably a half a season. And then he's back after that. So maybe he appeals, cuts it down to 4, whatever it is. I think it happens this season, but the longer we go, the more chances that it's not going to happen during the regular season. So I think you're going to start seeing him inflate a little bit in spots. JSN, like we talked about before, is screwy. Keon Coleman is screwy. The tight ends are interesting. You know, yeah, obviously I'm buying Brock Bowers.
So let me, I didn't get to read them off yet. So the others with the tight ends, I just wanted to cover the wide receivers. There are three tight ends that are cheaper here, and two of them are a great crew. Evan Engram, who we had a whole thing on our dual tight end, our tight end premium, about how valuable he was with all those receptions.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything.
Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.